Hello and welcome to the 5 Minute Gospel Podcast for Monday the 8th of August, the Feast of St Mary MacKillop, Australia's first saint. Do not worry, Jesus says to us today. They are really the key words of our Gospel passage. They also sum up Mary MacKillop's life and faith. Jesus assures us that God loves us and cares about us, knows what we need, and will always, always look after us. Mary MacKillop had many worries in her life, not least of being excommunicated from the church for a time. Despite her troubles, Mary had a remarkable trust in God, which kept her going. We see that trust in her writings. She once wrote, "I cannot forget that there is a dear, good God watching over us." And on another occasion she said, "When I could not see my way, God kept my heart full of trust to make all come right." Mary knew what Jesus teaches us today. "Look at the birds in the sky, your heavenly Father feeds them," Jesus says. "Are you not worth much more than they are?" We must listen to Jesus saying to us, "Do not worry. Do not say, what are we to eat? What are we to drink? How are we to be clothed?" No, we must, as Jesus says, set our hearts on his kingdom first. Jesus says, "Don't worry about food, drink, clothes." Our modern world has quite a different message. TV, the media and advertising bombard us daily to set our hearts on more status, success, money, fashionable clothes, the latest phone, the best food and drink, a nice car, a nice house. We're told to set our hearts first on having the happiest, fullest and most successful life we can imagine. The world encourages us to set our hearts first on getting things to make us happy. Jesus encourages us to set our hearts first on him and then to have happiness forever. There's nothing wrong with having all the things we need in our lives. It's normal. The problem comes when we put those things first, when we put them ahead of Jesus, when we set our hearts, our energy and our commitment on getting things, on getting pleasure. Then Jesus can get pushed to one side, or pushed right out of our lives. We set our hearts on Jesus by spending time with him every day, talking to him and reading his word in the Gospels. We set our hearts on Jesus by receiving him regularly in Holy Communion and letting him be our strength. We set our hearts on Jesus by loving all the people he sends into our lives. Yes, even the unlovable ones. The more we set our hearts on Jesus, the more we'll realise the truth of his words. Life means more than food, and the body more than clothing. Let's pray today that, like Mary MacKillop, we will never forget that there is a dear, good God watching over us. A dear, good God always watching over us. Let's pray that with Mary, we will always set our hearts on Jesus first. Always set our hearts on Jesus first. God bless you all.